Now you're watching Stretford Paddock. We're here for the review of Man United against Chelsea. We've beat them again.
We've done it again.
What is going on? How do we keep beating Chelsea?
It's mint, isn't it?
It is, but I can't. I predicted 1-1 before the game because I thought we've beat them twice already this season. We've beat them like quite a few times since Lampard came in. I think Kieran made the point a couple of times on the watch along. Is it 8-1 on aggregate we've got against Solskjaer's got against Lampard? That is ridiculous. In four games now, or maybe five games, I think.
No, three. These three games this season's 8-1. Forget last season when he beat them as well.
I thought that was a total aggregate. Oh yeah, 8-1.
They've not beaten under Ollie. That's five games, and they haven't beat us.
Amazing, as we've said many times, considering the fact that they are the sort of our worst team to play against in the Premier League.
That's our first ever Premier League double over Chelsea.
Again, ridiculous. You think at some point we'd have beat them twice? I know we never beat them at Stamford Bridge for years, but you think we'd have beat them twice by now? What were the sort of the key points of the game? Then let's go through the game a little bit.
Well, I think we got away with it. Well, we're saying get away with it. Obviously, the VAR decisions for us. Went our way today, but I think they weren't far off. You know, you've got arguments for them all. I think like
so. Let's start with the VAR decision then, because that's going to be one.
Harry Maguire was the first one.
Was the first one.
I think it would have been soft.
Yeah,
but you know, you've just seen him speak up. It would have been soft, but you could have, if they'd have given it, you'd have kind of gone.
So what happened?
He
got pushed off the pitch and he was sort of on his back. And was it Batshuayi?
Yeah,
who's and he's kind of. And he kind of straightens his leg out. Not dissimilar to the way Heung-min Son got sent off a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's kind of
like
where.
It was like a less sort of definite version of that same action, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, you could see why they could have sent him off easily. But I think they've kind of gone, this doesn't look a clear kick out.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like, there's a sort of no tolerance thing on that, isn't there? It's not like, oh, I only kicked him a bit. It's like, if you kick someone petulantly after the whistle's gone, it's a red no matter how hard you kick him.
I think they played it at full speed and kind of went, do you know what, that isn't.
Yeah, because Jacob Rossi, they're saying Maguire deserved a yellow, but I think that kind of movement and
I don't think you're allowed
thing,
to.
I don't
it's
think
a weird one with
it.
The VAR. I think it's red or nothing. But
because it's potential red card,
I think,
isn't it?
If they'd have given it, you'd have seen it and it obviously could have changed the game, but you know.
Yeah, and then then we'll do this in a kind of an artistic way. We'll do all the VARs and then we'll come back and do even the goals that preceded the VARs. Yep. So then we saw Chelsea get a goal ruled out, which would have made the game 1-1.
Which was the push,
which was sort of a double push, wasn't it? It was Fred kind of gave a little like nudge like that, like as they were running, and then was it Kovacic?
Aspilicueta, I think.
Aspilicueta kind of did like a two-handed push into the back of Brandon Williams and pushed him over. So if
Cameron, if you wanted your input, you could have been on the review.
Yeah, we asked if you wanted to be on the review.
So don't moan.
And if the Aspilicueta push had been isolated, which is the way it was sort of looked like it was reviewed,
it would have been
definite push. But there was some.
There's a little nudge by Fred.
There was a nudge by Fred, but would that nudge have been enough to give a penalty?
I don't think so.
I don't think we would have been. Have been no VAR questions about, like if it was Zouma and he'd have headed that ball wide because he did score from the corner.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been a VAR check for a penalty for what Fred did.
No.
I don't think. I think it would have been just left. So I think on that basis, that's not a foul. I don't know. It's a weird one because Fred did nudge him, but I don't think it was enough of a push. Aspilicueta was two hands in Brandon Williams' back and Fred's was sort of like half an elbow as they were running.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a push. But
and then the final one is the Giroud one. It's offside. Look, it's a boot offside. That's what it is. I think the problem with VAR is
that's
that
what VAR was brought in.
All those things you can say in isolated incidents, you go, they're not fouls, they're not a kick out and things like that. But then when you start comparing to the Son decision and you kind of go, well, what's the difference there?
Yeah.
Obviously, Son's was a bit more of that, but
yeah,
you kind of maybe you have to do that.
We've got Bareback Barbarians FC in the comments with
Rachel.
I mean, I shouldn't have read that out. Slabhead will get a retrospective red card. I don't think they can now.
They can't now. He's reviewed it. They've reviewed it.
I don't think you can then give a red card.
So, look, I think we have got a little bit of rub of the green, but you can, you know, they weren't ridiculous.
Rub of the Rob. Rob Green.
All right. Okay.
So then let's get back into this. This is like Blood Brothers, the start of the end.
Then we'll go back into the football.
So then we go back into the first half. Aaron Wan-Bissaka Who has he got squared up on the right hand side there?
Azpilicueta. No, Willian. No, Willian. He did the two.
Willian at left back for some reason. Oh, here we go. We've got a young Cam Waters in the comments saying, if you get pushed, is your natural reaction not to push your hands out in case you fall? It is, but...
Because you've repeated the comment, it's going to have to be nulled, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Can we, he's spamming.
He's spamming. We can block it.
It is, but in the same way, if someone's falling on top of you, is your natural reaction not to sort of straighten your leg to stop them falling on you?
No. Whatever you say.
Anyway.
Moving swiftly on.
I know what you mean, Cam. That's why we've discussed it. Do you think... Oh, you need to just be on the review like we asked you to be. Anyway.
Yeah, but did you want to argue with him? I don't want to argue with him now.
I just wanted to have a chat with him. Anyway. So the first one, it was Willian and Wan-Bissaka stood up and he chopped one, chopped inside and then chopped back outside, didn't he? Put a lovely ball in. And the movement from Martial is... The most I've looked at him, I think he had a poor game other than the goal.
Yeah, I agree.
It actually was like, oh shit, that was like a striker. That he actually half stepped one way and ran to the near post and got in front of his man. And
both of those things are the two things we've been wanting from both those players. You wanted Wan-Bissaka to show a little bit more quality in the cross, and then you've been wanting to show Martial to get to that front post. Yeah. Now, there's a bit of like catch 22 stuff here where it's like, you know, we've been waiting for the quality crosses, but have we had the striker jumping at, you know, attacking the near post?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of everything, isn't it?
And has Wan-Bissaka been putting in okay crosses that someone hasn't been going towards? Yeah. And in the same way, has Martial been making the movement?
Is Cam coming on?
Yeah, so...
The referee was from Manchester.
Yeah, so...
He might have been a City fan.
He's not an either fan.
But yeah, it was exactly what you want to see.
Yeah, from both of them, and that's the thing. Then the next one was a corner.
We're not just going to take the piss. We'll just have a chat. Here comes Cam, resident Chelsea fan, producer. You know him. You hate him.
We're going to shuffle.
Cameron
Waters. You know him. You hate him.
Steve and Kieran, the real wind-up merchants, aren't on at the minute, so you can come in and we can have an.
I like
chat
that. By the way, I like that free Cam. I think that looks cool.
Yeah, wow. Hello, Cameron. Cool. How are you? Hey, in the comments, he's...
Don't...
His mother watches these bloody videos.
Do not give him too much stick, even though that's three times this year you've lost.
Right, cool. So, if I push you, and you're falling on the floor, are you just going to go...
Oh, he banged his head. You're right.
Is that what you're going to do?
Okay.
Is that what you're going to do?
The microphone's there.
No.
It's just annoying, isn't it?
All right, here's the thing, like I said. If
also, if it's a push, surely...
He's just shouting.
If Fred's going to push someone...
He's just shouting.
It's still a push.
It depends.
But it wasn't a
right. Here's a couple
hand,
of. Here's
so what do you want him to do? Just like go like this.
You know as well as anyone.
If you get pushed, you're going to put your hands out, and then Brandon Williams just flops on the floor like a fish.
You know as well as anyone. There's
I
a
don't
way
play
of
football.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Don't live here.
You know.
Don't like playing.
There's a way of in. There's a way of doing things where you can get away with stuff. Doing that, you're usually going to get away with it. As soon as you do that,
so that's legal, then, isn't it?
Yes,
it is, though. Actually,
bollocks.
You know that is.
Do you think
you know
right,
that is?
Absolutely,
you know that
you're
is.
Upset. Do you think if Zuma's header had gone wide,
do you think Azpilicueta pushes Brandon
just
Williams to flop?
Just
I am. I just want to know.
Two hands in his back. I think he's within his rights to go down.
Does he do that if Fred doesn't push him?
I
just want a yes or no answer, please. Does he do it if Fred doesn't... Right, so then it's a foul from Fred.
No, it's not, though, is it?
Bollocks.
No, it's not, because here's the thing, then. So if you go to tackle me and I jump over the ball, or jump over your legs, and then when I land, I stand on the goalkeeper's face.
Like Ibra did on, like, Tyrone
Mings.
And
then I stand on the goalkeeper's face. Do you think that's not a foul just because I was jumping over your leg? It's still a foul if you stand on someone's face. Do you know what I mean?
But I haven't slide tackled you. You've jumped over my slide tackle.
No, you slide in, and to avoid the tackle, I jump over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I land on the goalkeeper's face with both feet.
Yeah, that's a foul.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right.
So what are you saying?
So if I've nudged you...
Yeah, which is a foul.
Yeah.
Which is a foul.
No, but it's not
necessarily
a foul.
If you do that on the halfway...
You have to do that to someone without
a foul. If you get pushed in the back on the halfway line, that's a foul. Why is that not a foul in the penalty box?
I don't...
It's a foul, and you're... If that was United, you'd be asking for a penalty.
No, that's why I'm not saying it's definitely not.
So it is a foul?
No.
Yes, it is.
What I'm saying,
how is it not a foul?
Okay, here's how it's not a foul. Do you know when the ball is in the middle of two players and you come together and put your arms across each other, and that's not necessarily a foul? He put his arm across him, and it's not necessarily a foul.
How
is
isn't it?
It
a foul? He gets pushed, and he wouldn't
then
put his arms
when
out.
When you're imitating the push, you're doing this. He doesn't use his hand, it's his arm.
No,
so
I'm
it's
saying
a different type of
yeah,
push.
So Fred pushes him in the back. Yeah,
it's a little bit of
no. a shove in the back, shall we say? A shove.
Let's say a punch.
No, so it's a nudge.
He gets pushed in the back from Fred. He then wouldn't put his hands out unless he gets his push. He gets the push, puts his hand out, right, and puts them on Brandon Williams' back because he's the closest thing to keep him up.
Is that a foul?
Right. Yes, but he gets fouled in the process of making the foul. So and Fran. Does Brandon Williams have to go down? No, because he didn't even get pushed. Doesn't even get pushed. And it's just ironic that the referee's from Manchester.
Well, it's not
just answering Scott in the chat. No, the five yellows doesn't count anymore. You have to be 10.
Yeah. Also, okay, moving on.
There's some stats
here. Cam doesn't like the first one. The second one, the back
shot. First one's a goal. Second one's offside.
Offside, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to admit that because it's offside.
That's a red card.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the exact same as the Son Maguire
it's not,
thing.
Though, is it?
In his post match, I put my leg out because I wanted to catch him because I thought he was going to. What a load of bollocks.
That's the thing with Harry Maguire, love. A real
well, I just wanted to catch him with some studs into his groin.
It's such a nice thing to do because most people.
It's not a natural reaction as well because he then.
And Harry Maguire thinks, you know what? I'm going to catch him with my studs.
Into right your groin.
And it's such a. I think. Do you know what I think it is?
It's not even a yellow. The ref doesn't even see it as a foul.
To catch people with his studs right in the bollocks.
The ref doesn't even see it as a foul. Like, he doesn't even call for a foul.
Should we have a look at the stats?
No.
Yeah, there's some stats there.
We're going to look at them anyway. Thanks, though. So, Chelsea's 17 shots. What did you think of Chelsea's
fucking shite. I think Batshuayi is shit. Giroud, you learnt. This is five things we learnt from Chelsea. Well, I can't think of other four because I can't be asked. But the first one.
One thing we learned with one Cameron Waters.
Giroud offers so much more than Batshuayi.
One thing we learned.
In the 30
Cameron
minutes
Waters.
You saw Giroud
I've
for.
Liked Giroud. He's good.
Yeah, and he'll get on the end of Reece James' crosses. The first cross James puts in, Giroud's on the end of it. Yeah. He's just 3 centimetres offside.
He was a foot offside.
Maybe his foot's a bit three bigger than 3 centimetres.
Yeah. Alex just chilling. Yeah, you've just
I'm
sort
just
of
happy.
Sipping smile,
I'm just
aren't
so
you?
Happy.
He's like a Coca-Cola like that.
Oh, at least we had 61% possession, I guess, Frank.
Oh, he's turning on the manager!
Sack him!
How's that
Lampard
turning?
Lampard out!
All is not well at the bridge, as they say.
No, I want Frank Lampard. I think he's better than Solskjaer. I think Solskjaer
well,
is a
let's not bring Solskjaer into
okay,
it.
Let's not. Let's talk
no,
about...
He he's shit.
Let's talk about...
He is
no,
shit.
No, hang on.
Right,
no.
He's beat Frank Lampard three
hold
times.
On, hold
cool.
on, hold on. Let's talk about Lampard.
Lampard's in the Champions League, motherfucker.
Let's... Let's talk about Lampard a little bit.
Watch us get to the Champions
Let's,
League
no.
final. Roberto Di Matteo did it. Don't see why Frankie can't.
Excuse me.
Do you know how conversations work?
Excuse
when
me.
One person talks, the other one doesn't.
And then I'll ask you a question. Let's talk about Frank Lampard.
This is great.
Mum, I'm getting bullied.
Let's talk.
Sorry, I just got a
deep. Let's talk about Frank Lampard.
Let's talk about Lampard.
Because he's made mistakes today, clear mistakes.
Yeah.
Really clear mistakes.
Has he or have we? It's like the first game as well where you won 4-0. I think that's a nice little
well,
picture.
If he didn't play Batshuayi today and played
fair,
any other footballer.
Was a really good goal. And the both so of United's goals were good goals.
Today?
Yeah.
Maguire shouldn't have been on the pitch at that point though, should he?
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. Forget that.
And also our equaliser, which was...
So when I ask it, let's talk about
illegal
Lampard.
Goal.
Let's not talk about Lampard then.
That changed the game completely.
Mm. Yeah, it would have.
Yes, I agree. Maybe the
anyone
team selection
but,
was shit.
Anyone but Batshuayi on the pitch,
yeah,
you're 3-0 up before
what you
half
always
time.
Say is, we don't see them in training, guys.
Yeah, I'm right.
So, Giroud might have been shit in training.
But I've just seen
like
a... I've
the
just
great
seen...
thing is, he's just made that point, and because you agreed with him, he's now changed his opinion just to argue with you. You said Giroud's better than... Batshuayi a second ago,
no.
Now he says it as well,
no,
and now
but,
you don't agree.
Oh no, but I'm saying is, what his point is we don't see them week in, week out,
yeah,
so Giroud might be shite in training.
Yeah.
Yeah? But when it came to this game, he was decent. Yeah.
So here's another point. What were you trying to do? You're trying to add a tier to his... Oh, dude. Hello,
might
darkness,
as well be Celtic
my old
at
friend.
This point, shouldn't we? When was the last title you won?
Oh, this is calm.
When was the last Champions League you won as well? I mean, it must have been a long time since you won like a decent trophy. Oh, you won the treble though, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Europa League, the Community Shield.
No, but what I was saying was,
hearts and minds of
Giroud
home,
did put
which
a,
is the greatest trophy.
Giroud
of all,
did put a tweet out a while ago saying how Christine Bleakley wasn't very good on the one show, and I think that's why Lampard didn't like playing
that's
him.
Not true. He didn't say that, did he?
I absolutely, it might have been a mock-up, but it was a really good mock-up. It is. I reckon that's the point.
So,
I bet I've boiled a bit of piss in the comments.
What did you think? Oh, they hate you. They really, really dislike you.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's get back to United a little bit then. Obviously, brilliant goal, the first goal. Really good from Wan-Bissaka and from...
I mean, you've watched as much United as we have, and that's the best Wan-Bissaka's been.
It was a good goal, wasn't it?
At least Martial fucking moved.
He did. Yeah, exactly. He did really well. And then, we can't knock him for doing things he's actually doing now, so...
Do you think you performed well? Like, do you think that was a class performance?
No.
The thing is, what you have to remember is, though...
Do you think you've been saved a bit by VAR?
No.
Do you think the refereeing decisions have affected this game?
Maybe, but we want to know.
Of course they have. But refereeing decisions affect every game.
Okay, right, okay. So have you played well this game? And if it was actually refereed properly...
That how much we've struggled at Stamford Bridge in the Premiership. Like,
no, I didn't. I said that in the preview and then someone mocked me in the comments.
Well, that wasn't me, was it?
No, Joe, but it really hurt my feelings.
It clearly did. But, yeah, I think I don't expect us to go to Stamford Bridge and have 70% possession and have 20 shots and 50.
No, no.
I expect if we're going to win at Stamford
Bridge, it's going to be like
that. It's going to be like
Scabby,
that.
I don't even think, two good goals.
You know Kante going off. You know Kante going off. I don't think that affects, like...
Do not. Is he not really good? What's happened to
Kante? No, he is class, obviously, but, like, in this system, he plays like...
He's offside. Here's one. I thought Eric Bailly grew into the game.
I'd love to listen to that.
His passing was woeful, though.
So the start...
Eric Bailly at the start was the most woeful thing I've ever seen.
It was rust.
Also, though, you say that, when Kovacic goes through on goal, just like... Release the shot a bit earlier, lad.
That's the thing. Bailly off the ball is always has been an excellent defender. It's on... On the ball when
he's your best player when he's fit and probably got a bit of match sharpness.
Yeah, I thought Maguire was really good.
I reckon the two of them together could be a very, very good partnership. I reckon Bailly just for his raw nuttiness.
He's so fast.
I like
you forget how quick he is. Like the way he got over to Kovacic, I know he dawdled a bit.
It's like when someone goes 50 on the motorway, which is what you like, obviously, when we went to Burnley.
There's a lot of salt.
We're going a bit too fast.
There's a lot of salt comments about you.
Yeah. They're all 13.
Though, and you like winding people up as much as anyone, so you can take it. When
yeah, if this was the other way around.
Oh, there wouldn't be any question.
You're lucky it's us two because we're the least piss-takey of anyone.
Yeah.
A very
someone said
scary
that.
Number of viewers at the moment.
Yeah, can we have one more or one less? Can someone just leave?
Someone said that me and Kieran on the preview
were a married couple.
Married for 15 years.
Yeah, you've got that vibe.
You have that bickeringness.
So
we're just beautiful
goal,
together.
How good was it to see United, first of all, score
from
the
corner?
Oh, it
was bloody brilliant.
I'll come to you in a minute. Have an excellent set ball to set
great
to take
delivery.
A fucking brilliant header with a great dummy and shield by Bailly as well. Like, actual
I think it's
offensive set piece tactics.
It's weird. Obviously, Bailly didn't win any of the headers, but having another person in the box who looks like he's going to win a header will make a massive
and
difference.
And they were both stood there, and Bailly was shielding the two defenders, and that allowed Maguire's run to be.
And not just that, but there was another one of just like Bailly going up for the header, and just like it meant that Maguire had a bit more space.
I don't know what this is, but Kieran's
I'm really hope it's funny. And let's have a look.
Kieran's tweet.
Let's have. I'll retweet.
I have to go somewhere, and then I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
I think that might be you done, by the way.
Yeah, you're done. It was the second goal was brilliant, wasn't
it?
As well,
it was good. I'm going to shuffle around and move Cameron as if he's not here. Let's have some more. He's not coming back on.
An actual good ball into the box from Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, and a really good header. That's just what you want. It was like when we seen Bruno Fernandes, we're like, this is going
to
be good.
It was like the good old days of Beckham to Vidic, wasn't it? Because we all know those
because they
played
never
together.
Play together.
It was
but
like
moving
Bobby
on,
just putting the ball on Ruud van Nistelrooy's head once again, like we saw in the 60s.
No, you're out
50s.
Now. No, you're leaving.
What
you're
a great
back.
Time.
No, I'm only back because I saw a tweet on my account that.
Oh, is that from
someone
you?
Left his.
You remember back in the 90s when...
Did you screenshot that, Steve?
You know.
So a fellow United fan has just DM'd me after sending me the VAR clips and gone, we love VAR. And then he said, you didn't even play that badly, would have literally took one decent winger to change the game for you.
Yeah. What do you think to that then?
Or someone who could score a goal.
In terms of your players then, what do you think you were lacking today? I know you didn't think we were that good, but what
Pulisic.
Do you think he's that good?
I think he's better than Pedro.
Yeah, where was he?
Injured.
What's up with him?
He's been injured for a while.
Legs.
Yeah.
Always the bloody legs.
He hurts his legs.
Stop
Tammy
it.
Abraham.
Legs, you need them.
Bloody Frank Lampard got people excited about him. Oh, it's a doubt, but I'm hopeful. fucking sat on the bench with his hat, matching hat.
What do you think to Abraham as well? Because he's, to say he's gone a bit
he's
cold,
dropped off a little bit, but like, still think the team. He's better than what we've got.
Yeah.
I think our youth is actually class. I think Reece James is sick. Mm.
He does look good. I like him.
I thought for United, I thought Fred was... I'm not one of the
industrious
people that is... No, I actually thought he was really good today. I don't think... I'm not the biggest fan of Fred, even after what has been a clear turning form in recent weeks. Oh. I still think he's kind of average, but he looks good in a team that's poor. I actually thought Fred was really good today. He kept the ball well. He won the ball back well. I think him and Matic is a good partnership.
Yeah.
He's just reading the comments and laughing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But yeah, what are you serious?
Sorry.
He's like a child.
I just like seeing
our
like
resident
the
child.
Aggressive ones.
Honestly. Barchester United have found their new...
Some of the comments are class, aren't they?
Can being a Chelsea fan working with United fans is like when I was at college and I was the only United fans and working with only Arsenal fans. See? You're like Ross Murphy. You are.
Oh, bloody... Yeah. Come and shake my hand.
Fred is growing on me. One of the standouts tonight. Yeah, I Fred's think Fred good. Is really good. Bruno Fernandes. Can we talk about him a little bit, please?
Ooh, that's it.
Can we talk about Bruno Fernandes just for a moment?
If it is Fred.
He can find.
He's really good at football.
Kick it and then the ball goes to people.
As a Chelsea fan looking in,
I didn't really notice him that much in the game. I'm not going to lie.
No, okay, right. I'm moving swift on. He was really good.
He did hit the post, and we hit the fucking post as well. Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
And a great
he did look like
well.
No, De Gea's save was unreal.
It's just a bit of quality, you know. Yeah. You can see he's doing things one touch rather than the 15.
I thought Matic was a bit slow for you in midfield, though. I think Fred and Bruno are good, and then when you get McTominay or Pogba back,
he is.
I don't think your team's as bad as everyone makes
it's
out.
It's not when they're all. We've got a decent 11, but the like.
Igalo was a bit rusty as well. He should have buried that.
We'll get onto that. We'll finish on that, actually.
He was one-on-one with the keeper, lad.
He's had 5 minutes.
Have a little one-on-one. And he's a fucking professional.
He's had 5 minutes.
He's
had 5 minutes and not been allowed to train near anyone for a month. He's been doing taekwondo for
the past week. So that affects his finishing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bollocks. I would have scored that. You saw my chip last Thursday.
If you'd asked him to heel flip someone over his shoulder,
he'd have done it. Smashed it.
But this man hasn't kicked a football in 2 weeks because he's ill.
I chipped a keeper last week.
He's ill. He's got the flu.
He's got the corona.
For last week.
Oh Bruno my God! Yes, you're on.
Joe Allen.
Cameron scored a goal in five aside. There you go.
Cam looks like Andreas.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Cam, I'll shake your hand.
You can't see the ball patch from here. It's more you know, lean forward.
Oh my Jesus! Sorry, Kieran's pooed himself off camera.
No, I think.
he's torn his anus off camera.
Still dried something.
He said it stung, and he said, I think I've torn my anus. Jesus Christ. You're right, Kieran, lad.
Yeah.
Quality content
goal at
is
the
dead.
End, but he just hit the goal. If he chips it, it'll go over. Right, we can't just be laughing. Our fully fit first 11 beats Chelsea's. Well, our third 11 beats Chelsea's three times in the season. So it's not hard. Actually, to be fair, our first choice 11 did beat 4-0 in the first game. That's going to be all. Thank you very much for joining us, Cam. I know it's got a sting, but, you know.
Just got to get on with it, haven't you? It's like diabetes. If you let it affect your life, you're not taking control.
That's three times.
Cam has diabetes, so you can say that. But that's three times this season. We won't be playing you again, so that's
clean sweep.
See you in the Champions League next season.
When
we win it this year.
You won't be in Champions
League. Wait, are you in the Europa League this year?
No,
we're in the Champions League.
Bloody hell, mate.
Have you got in the next round of Champions League?
Don't care.
Bayern anyway, Munich.
Thank you very much for joining us, lads. Thanks very much, Cam. Thank you, Alex.
Had a great time. Great day.
Cheers, United have beat Chelsea again. See you in a bit.
Thank you.
Bye!